September by George Arnold. Sweet is the voice that calls from babbling waterfalls in meadows where the downy seeds are flying, and soft the breezes blow and eddying come and go in faded gardens where the rose is dying. Among the stubbled corn the blithe quail pipes at morn, the merry partridge drums in hidden places, and glittering insects gleam above the reedy stream where busy spiders spin their filmy laces. At eve cool shadows fall across the garden wall and on the clustered grapes to purple turning, and pearly vapours lie along the eastern sky where the broad harvest moon is redly burning. Ah, soon on field and hill the wind shall whistle chill, and patriarch swallows call their flocks together to fly from frost and snow and seek for lands where blow the fairer blossoms of a balmier weather. The pollen-dusted bees search for the honey-lees that linger in the last flowers of September, while plaintive morning doves coo sadly to their loves of the dead summer they so well remember. The cricket chirps all day, O fairest summer, stay! The squirrel eyes askance the chestnuts browning, the wildfowl fly afar above the foamy bar, and hasten southward ere the skies are frowning. Now comes a fragrant breeze through the dark cedar trees, and round about my temples fondly lingers, in gentle playfulness, like to the soft caress bestowed in happier days by loving fingers. Yet though a sense of grief comes with the falling leaf, and memory makes the summer doubly pleasant, in all my autumn dreams a future summer gleams, passing the fairest glories of the present.
September by Helen Hunt Jackson. The goldenrod is yellow, the corn is turning brown, the trees and apple orchards with fruit are bending down. The gentian's bluest fringes are curling in the sun. In dusty pods the milkweed its hidden silk has spun. The sedges flaunt their harvest in every meadow nook, and asters by the brookside make asters in the brook. From dewy lanes at morning the grape's sweet odours rise. At noon the roads are flutter with yellow butterflies. By all these lovely tokens, September days are here, with summer's best of weather and autumn's best of cheer. But none of all this beauty which floods the earth and air is unto me the secret which makes September fair. 'Tis a thing which I remember, to name it thrills me yet. One day of one September I never can forget.
September the 1st, 1802, by William Wordsworth. We had a female passenger who came from Calais with us, spotless in array, a white-robed negro, like a lady gay, yet downcast as a woman fearing blame. Meek, destitute as seemed of hope or aim, she sat, from notice turning not away, but on all proffered intercourse did lay a weight of languid speech, or to the same no sign of answer made by word or face. Yet still her eyes retained their tropic fire, that burning independent of the mind, joined with the lustre of her rich attire, to mock the outcast. O ye heavens, be kind, and feel thou earth for this afflicted race.
Lines written beneath an elm in the churchyard of Harrow-on-the-Hill, September 2nd, 1807, by George Gordon Byron. Spot of my youth, whose hoary branches sigh, swept by the breeze that fans thy cloudless sky. Where now alone I muse, who oft have trod, with those I loved, thy soft and verdant sod, with those who, scattered far, perchance deplore, like me, the happy scenes they knew before. Oh, as I trace again thy winding hill, mine eyes admire, my heart adores thee still. Thou drooping elm, beneath whose boughs I lay, and frequent mused the twilight hours away, where, as they once were wont, my limbs recline, but ah, without the thoughts which then were mine. How do thy brown